Good evening, everyone. It's great to be here with you tonight, and especially to celebrate with you as you've just made this special promise to God, to one another, and to your company. And tonight, we're going to be looking at a special promise that God has made to each one of us in here. And that is when he tells us, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." God's promise to each and every single one of us in here is not to be afraid, because he promises that he is right here with us. And tonight, we're going to look a little bit about fear, what the Bible says, as well as some things that we can do to overcome it. And I wonder, have you ever had a really bad day? Has this ever happened to anybody walking to school, getting soaked by a bus that's whizzing past? I know that this has happened to me on the way to work, and I've had to stand under a hand dryer to try and get dry. So he's not having a good day. What about this guy? Has this ever happened to any of you boys? Yes, I'm sure it wasn't very painful. It looks very painful. Not a good day happening there. And what about this man? Being chased by one of the most dangerous land animals, not one of those days that he's going to want to remember in a good way. So it's normal for us to have bad days, and it's normal for us to have good days as well. And as human beings, God has made us with the amazing capability to experience all different sorts of emotions. And we have been built with six primary emotions, and those are happiness, sadness, anger, surprise, disgust, and even fear. Now, a few years ago, my family took me to the happiest place on earth. That is not me. The happiest place on earth, and that was Disney World and Universal Studios. And can I tell you that one of those days on holiday wasn't the happiest day of my life? You see, I'm a little bit scared of roller coasters, especially the rides which have big, steep drops. Some people love the sensation of your stomach rising into your mouth. I hate that. So my older sister, Claire, she encouraged and persuaded me to go on one of the rides with her. She said, "There'll be no drops on this ride at all." She said, "It's just for little kids. You'll be fine." Well, it turned out that this ride is the steepest water ride that's ever been built, Jurassic Park ride. And I was in an extremely fearful situation. Don't know if you can see me, I'm in the bottom, in the middle, that look of sheer terror on my face. And of course, my family had to buy the souvenir photos so they can show people this whenever they come to our house. So lots of us have experienced fear, whether it's fear of roller coasters, of spiders, of closed spaces. We all have experienced fear. It could be fear of the unknown, a fear of failure, a fear of not being good enough. Fears are fast and complex. And tonight, we're going to take part in a little challenge, our fear factor challenge. And I want to ask you and quiz you into how well do you think you know different fears and different phobias. So it's a very simple quiz. It's true or false. Some statements are going to come up on the screen. And if you think it's true, boys and girls, I would love you to stand up if you think it's true. And if you think it's false, I would like you to stay in your seats. So true, you stand up. False, you stay seated. But this is not just for the GB and the BB. Everybody else, please do take part. So the first question is, xanthophobia is the fear of the color yellow. Do you think that's true, stand up, or false, stay seated? What do you think? We've got some trues over here. So everybody else, it's false. What do you think? Two more seconds. So, okay. So the answer is true. It is the fear of the color yellow. Well done. The next question. Anatodiaphobia is the fear that somewhere a dog is watching you. Is that true or is that false? What do you think? So we've got some truths. Well, the answer is false. It is the fear that a duck is watching you. So the next one, hippopotamonstrosesquipedalophobia, is the fear of long words. True or false? Yeah, that is true. So you would wonder why they pick such a long word for that phobia. Odontophobia is the fear of the optician. True or false? So the clue is in the word there. Of course, it's false. It's the fear of the dentist. I know that perhaps we have some dentists in here tonight, so don't be alarmed if that is your phobia. And the last one, nomophobia, is the fear of being without money. True or false? So we're half and half. This is probably a lot of our fears in here. It's actually false. It is the fear of being without mobile or losing signal. So fear plays a big part in each of our lives. So sometimes fear can actually stop us from doing things that we really want to do. Sometimes fear actually can make other people make decisions for us. Fear may make us give up on our dreams. It might even stop us from standing up for what we really believe in. So fear is a big part of our lives. And it's no surprise then that the Bible tells us to not be afraid 365 times. That is a do not be afraid for every single day of the year. So we know that this is a big thing that God wants us to confront, and that God wants us to overcome in our lives. And Amy was up here tonight reading from the Bible. She read from Matthew chapter 14. And Amy told us about a group of people in the Bible who went through a fearful situation. And these people were followers of Jesus. They were the disciples of Jesus, God's pure and perfect Son. And they journeyed, they traveled around with Jesus. And they witnessed him doing amazing supernatural things. They witnessed how Jesus could reach out to people who couldn't walk, and suddenly they could leap up and run down the street with joy. They witnessed how Jesus could put his hands on the face of people who were blind, and suddenly their sight was restored. They heard him talk about heaven. They heard him talk about the kingdom of God. They were so close to God. They were so close to Jesus. But yet, even they felt fear. And perhaps for some of us in here tonight, we too know what it's like to walk with Jesus, to be in relationship with him. But perhaps we too are confused as to why fear still plays a big part in our lives. And we're going to watch a short video clip now that actually is going to remind us of the story that Amy read to us. And we hear that Jesus tells his disciples to cross over, to go to the other side of the water. And then the storm starts, the waves start to get a little bit rockier. And all of a sudden, fear sets in. They're in a fearful situation. And then what do they see? They see a figure coming towards them, walking on water. And they know Jesus so well. They've seen the miraculous things that he has done. But yet, in this instance, they've let their fear get in the way of their faith. And they've cried out in terror. But then they do recognize it, and they see their leader, they see Jesus. And in comes Peter, a bit of a risk taker. And what does he do? He gets out of the boat. He is fixing his eyes on Jesus, and he's walking on water towards him. What an amazing faith. But then what happens? Peter sinks. And why does Peter sink? Because he looks around him and he sees the waves, he sees the fear, he sees the difficult situation that surrounds him. And I wonder tonight, just like Peter, what are the waves in our lives? What are the things that hinder us? What are the things that appear much bigger than God in our lives? What makes us nervous? What makes us anxious? What stops us from going further into what God has called us to do? And this passage shows us that fear can really grip us. It can stop us relying on God. It can paralyze us. And even sometimes shows us that actually fear may stop us from even becoming a Christian for the first time, because we might be fearful of what some people may say about us or think about us. But this passage shows us so many things about how we can overcome our fears with the help of God. So what does this passage tell us about how we can topple fear? Well, firstly, it tells us how important it is to fix our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12 tells us it's so important to fix our eyes on Jesus. When Peter got out of the boat, he was looking at Jesus. He was walking towards him. And it's only when he took his eyes off him that he got distracted, that fear set in. So how can we, in our everyday walking around ordinary lives, fix our eyes in Jesus? And we can do that by coming to God every day, by reading his word, by reading the Bible, by talking to him, by praying to him. And when we do this, when we come to God every day, it can help remind us just how amazing and powerful and mighty our God is. Philippians tells us that God gave Jesus the name above all names. That means that Jesus is greater than our fear. Jesus is greater than our fear of the unknown. Jesus is greater than our fear of failure. And that means that our Jesus is greater than our exam pressure. Our Jesus is greater than illness. Our Jesus is greater than any difficulty that we may face. And when we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we come to him every day, we're reminded as well about the special promises that he has made to each of us, the promises that he keeps, and the promises that also are so much greater than our fear. If we have a fear of feeling unloved, Jesus promises that we are loved, that we have been loved with an everlasting, unconditional love. If our fear is fear of loneliness, Jesus promises us that he is with us always to the end. If our fear is about our future, unknown plans, Jesus promises us that he has plans for us to prosper us. If our fear is feeling that we're not good enough, not worthy enough, Jesus tells us that we are his masterpiece, created by him to do good works. And if our fear is that we feel worthless, he promises us that we are his treasured possession. I'm just wondering if the slides are working. There we go. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we come to him every day, we are reminded how mighty, how strong, how powerful he is. And that can help us topple our fears, because we'll know that anything we face, nothing we face, is as great as him, and we have him helping us in whatever we're facing. So alongside fixing our eyes on Jesus, it's also good to support one another. It's great to look out at you guys and girls in your companies, and God has given you this fellowship of people that you can meet once a week to support one another. The disciples were in the boat together. They journeyed with Jesus together. They did life together. And in the same way, God calls us to support one another. It says in Galatians to carry each other's burdens. And what does that mean? What does that mean to us if we're in a difficult situation, if we're in a fearful situation? Well, it means that we should help other people. We should help one another. But it also means that we should receive help from our friends. It means that we should pray for other people. But it also means not to be scared to have other people pray for us. And it means that we should encourage one another and spur each other on. But it also means that we should have people encourage us and spur us on. And God places special people in all of our lives to support us, to spur us on. And those people could be your GB leaders, your BB leaders, your youth leaders, teachers, parents, even close friends. And when we support one another, we know that when difficulties come our way, we have the practical help of people who are supporting us along the way. So how do we overcome fear? By fixing our eyes on Jesus, by supporting one another, as well as stepping out. In the passage, Peter stepped out of the boat. He took a risk. He took a risk for Jesus. And in the same way, God calls us to take risks for him. What are the risks that we need to take tomorrow when we go to school? Do we need to befriend that person who might be looking and feeling a little lonely? Do we need to stand up for what we believe in the playground and not be afraid to tell people that we go to GB or BB? Is it to do with the courses that we're applying to in uni? Do we need to make a bold move if we feel God calling us to a particular job or a particular university? God calls us to make small risks for him. And Romans 12 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. God's reminding us that it's good to be different. It's good to go against the grain, to go against the flow, to be bold. It doesn't matter if you're different from everybody else, but we're doing what God wants us to do. So when we do these things, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we support one another, when we step out, it can help us overcome our fear, because we know that we have a great big God with us. If we ask him to be with us, he's there, and he is stronger and mightier and more powerful than any difficulty, than any fear that we can face in our day-to-day lives. And when we do these things, we also know that we have people who are practically there to help us and pray for us. And I'm just going to mention something that perhaps a lot of you are thinking. What about Peter? Peter did all of those things. He fixed his eyes on Jesus. He stepped out. He had the support of his friends. But yet, he too sank. He sank, he failed. And what happened next in the story of Peter? Did Jesus just dump him? Did he just think, oh, you're not good enough? No, Jesus helped him up. Jesus went on to use him in his ministry. And Peter went on, actually, to establish the church that we're all a part of today, the church that is continuing to grow and carry on the ministry of Jesus. So just because Peter failed that one time, it wasn't the end of his story. God continued to use him. And in the same way for each of us, we do and will in the future at times fail. We'll let our fears get in the way. But that doesn't have to be the end of your story. Because when we come to God, when we come to Jesus, he can help us. He can help us get back up again. And with his help, we can continue on knowing that he is with us. And just before we finish tonight, I would like to give us all an opportunity to bring our fears to Jesus. I know that the band are going to come up in a while. They're going to come up now, but they're going to lead us in our final hymn. But before we do that, I'd just like for us to reflect on what are the things in our lives that we fear? What are the things in our lives that we find difficult? What are the things that we need to talk to God about? What are the things that we need to talk to a leader about? What are the things that we need to trust God with? I know that we have an absolutely amazing God who loves you so much, we saw there that his love for us is everlasting, unconditional, never ending. And our God knows exactly what it is to go through difficulty, and he knows how you're feeling when you're feeling scared about something, when you're facing a fearful situation. He knows what that is. So in a while, we're going to bring our fears to God, and we're going to pray to him. But I just would like you, just in your head, to think, what is it right now that you're feeling fear over? What is it that you are finding really difficult? And just do that in your head. And when it's there, I just would also like you to think about the cross. See, on the cross is where Jesus suffered and died for our sins. But that wasn't the end of Jesus' story. You see, God went on to showcase the greatest miracle ever, and that was in bringing Jesus back to life so that we trust in him, we too can have the best life possible here on earth and later in heaven. And in the same way, Jesus dying on the cross wasn't the end of his story. Your fear doesn't have to be the end of your story. When you come to Jesus, your fear doesn't have to be the end of your story either. And we're going to pray to God now. And there's going to be a prayer that comes up on the screen. And know that when we pray, Jesus hears us. He's listening to us. And he knows exactly how you're feeling when you pray. And he's also so thankful that you're telling him this. So a prayer is going to come up on the screen. And you can either, you can read it, you can speak it out loud with me if you'd like, or perhaps you can close your eyes and you listen. But we're going to pray, and just know that whilst we're praying, God is listening to us, and he's here for us. He wants to help us in all the things that we're finding hard. And after this prayer, we're going to sing an amazing song, which the band are going to lead, called Oceans. And I would just like you to sing that in a prayer-like state. Let that be your prayer to God tonight. As he calls you out into deeper waters, let you know that he is there with you, that there's nowhere you can go where he won't be there with you. So we're going to pray together. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know my fears. You know how they come unbidden to my heart and mind. In the middle of the night, in the light of day, you know my fear of loss and death and abandonment. You know my fear of fear. You know all the things I do in an effort to keep these fears under control. And you know the problems that are created when I try to control the uncontrollable. So I bring my fears to you. Help me to listen deeply to your voice of love. Remind me again that you're with me, no matter what. Remind me that you're my refuge and my strength. When all is well and when the mountains fall, be my safety, my hope, my refuge, my ever-present help. Amen.